Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we are going to delve into the fascinating world of historical garden styles and their influence on contemporary landscape design. Let's start our journey by stepping back in time to the ancient civilizations of Egypt and Mesopotamia. These early societies had a profound understanding of the natural world and its cycles, which they incorporated into their garden designs. They created lush, verdant spaces that were not only aesthetically pleasing but also functional, serving as places for food production, religious rituals, and social gatherings. The Egyptians, for instance, were known for their walled gardens, which provided a sense of security and privacy. These gardens were often filled with fruit trees, flowers, and herbs, and were typically located near a water source, reflecting the importance of water in their culture and religion. The Mesopotamians, on the other hand, were famous for their hanging gardens, which were said to have been built by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar II for his wife. These gardens were a marvel of engineering, with a complex irrigation system that allowed plants to thrive even in the arid climate of the region. Fast forward to the classical period, and we find the Greeks and Romans making their own contributions to garden design. The Greeks favored naturalistic landscapes, with gardens that were designed to blend seamlessly with the surrounding countryside. They valued simplicity and harmony, and their gardens often featured groves of olive and laurel trees, as well as vineyards and orchards. The Romans, meanwhile, were known for their elaborate villa gardens, which were designed for leisure and entertainment. These gardens were often filled with statues, fountains, and other architectural features, and were laid out in a formal, symmetrical style that reflected the order and discipline of the Roman Empire. Moving on to the Middle Ages, we find the monastic gardens of Europe, which were designed for contemplation and meditation. These gardens were typically enclosed by walls and featured a central courtyard with a fountain or well. They were often planted with medicinal herbs and were laid out in a geometric pattern that symbolized the order of the universe. The Renaissance period saw a return to the classical ideals of beauty and harmony, with gardens that were designed to reflect the perfection of nature. These gardens were often filled with statues, fountains, and other architectural features, and were laid out in a formal, symmetrical style that reflected the order and discipline of the Roman Empire. The 18th century brought about the English landscape garden, which was a reaction against the formal symmetrical style of the previous centuries. These gardens were designed to mimic the natural landscapes of the English countryside, with rolling lawns, groves of trees, and serpentine lakes. They were often filled with follies or architectural features that were designed to surprise and delight the viewer. In the 19th century, we see the rise of the public park, which was designed to provide green spaces for the growing urban populations. These parks were often designed in the English landscape style, with winding paths, open lawns, and a variety of trees and shrubs. Now let's turn our attention to the present day. Contemporary landscape design is a diverse field, with a wide range of styles and influences. However, the influence of historical garden styles is still evident in many contemporary designs. For instance, the trend for sustainable and edible gardens reflects the functional aspects of ancient Egyptian and Mesopotamian gardens. The popularity of naturalistic landscapes echoes the Greek love of nature, while the use of architectural features and water elements harks back to Roman villa gardens. The geometric patterns and enclosed spaces of monastic gardens can be seen in many modern designs, while the English landscape style continues to influence the design of public parks and gardens. In conclusion, historical garden styles have had a profound influence on contemporary landscape design. They have provided a rich source of inspiration and have shaped our understanding of what a garden can be. Whether we are designing a small urban garden or a large public park, we can learn a lot from the wisdom of the past. So the next time you visit a garden, take a moment to appreciate the history behind it. You might be surprised by what you discover. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the history of garden design. I hope you found it as fascinating as I have. Until next time, happy gardening!